Okay, Chevra, Simon Sadi Dalid Se'if Beis. Basically, there is a huge machlokes harishonim. To boil it down simply, the mechaber and the smak assume you need two times shishim when you stick a spoon, a milchig spoon into a fleshig pot. Twice, you need two times shishim, and the Ramah assumes that you need one time shishim only. That is the very distilled, very simplified version. When we kind of get up, when we get beneath the surface, so what's going on over here is as follows. The smack in Simin Reish Yud Gimel, even though someone quoted this from the Rabbi Nu Peretz, but the smack, or the Hagleis on the smack of Rabbi Nu Peretz, the smack says that when I stick a spoon in twice, I need two times shishim, providing it is lo noda bein tayim. Now the rationale over here is like this. I stick the milchig spoon into the fleshig pot. So I have to be worried that maybe 59 out of 60 parts of the milchig went into the pot. And then I also have to worry that the fleshig that were in the pot went back into that spoon and created basar b'chalav in that spoon. And then I need to be mevatel the basar b'chalav in that spoon because it became basar b'chalav. Effectively, what the smack is saying is, time one, I am mevatel chalav. So I need shishim keneged the chalav. Time two, I have to be mevatel basar b'chalav. So I need shishim keneged the basar b'chalav. That is the Mechaber's Shita. Now, the Mechaber, when he says that you need Beis Po'amim Shishim, the Mechaber is only speaking about a case when it's Lo Noda Bein Tayim. If it's Noda Bein Tayim, the Mechaber does not say that. And this, of course, is a little bit difficult, because we learned in Simen Sadi Tes that there's a din of Chozer V'Neir, and we paskin that the din of Chozer V'Neir, this is in Sadi Tes Se'if Vav, the din of Chozer V'Neir applies Bein Noda, Bein Lo Noda, Bein Nin B'Mino, Bein Min B'She'ino Mino. Right? If you remember the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Gimel, speaks about a case of Yayin Nesach, that's like dripping into the bar. So at first the Gemara wanted to say kama bottle, that every drop of Yayin Nesach that falls in is going to be bottle. Then the Gemara says, no siri, we reject the din of kama bottle, we only hold chayzer v'neir. Now, fundamentally, there was a machlekes harishonim there in Simen Sadi Tes about whether the halacha in general is chayzer v'neir, where the halacha in general is kama bottle. Some argue, Machlokes Ra'avid and the Ramban, some argue that the only time I say where that it is going to be chozer v'neir is by stam yegum or yayin nesach, whatever it is. But by sha'ari surim, I will assume that it is going to be kama bottle. But the bittul can only take effect if it is noida bein tayim. If you knew that it fell in. So effectively, the mechaber over here says, when I do the Heiliger double dip, no? The Gein Seinfeld has a big yesod about the double dip, no? This is Mamish from the Ikai HaEmunah. So when I do the double dip, the smack, and the Mechaber says, I need Beis Po'amim Shishim, providing it is Lo Noda Bein Tayim. If it's Noda, the Mechaber himself will be Meiko and say that it will all be bottled. In Sadi Tessa If Vav, we assume that even if it's Noda Bein Tayim, we say, even Noda Bein Tayim, we say Chozer V'Neir. So here also the Mechaber should not be Meko if it's Noda Bein Tayim. Apparently here we are more Meko than we are over there. And we'll have to figure out why that's true. Okay, so point one, the mechaber. Point two, the Ramo. The Ramo says, basically, and this is based on the Trumas Hadeshin Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, the Trumas Hadeshin writes that fundamentally it would make a little bit of sense, say, in each Nepa'amim Shishim, because the first time you mevatel the cholov, second time you mevatel the basar b'cholov. However, the Trumas Hadeshin writes, lo ra'isi l'rabbonon k'shishoi d'choshesh u'lekach. The older rabbis were never choshesh. By the way, this is like classic Ashkenaz, no? That l'maisa, right? The minig has never been to do that, and therefore I have to defend the minhag. That's what the Trumas Hadeshin says. And we're going to defend the minhag that you don't ask the question about whether shnei pa'amim shishim, whether you double dipped. We don't ask that question. Why not? So the Trumas Hadeshin gives two reasons why I don't have to ask whether shnei pa'amim shishim. Reason number one, the Trumas Hadeshin says, is that what are you worried about? You stick in the spoon and the cholov goes into the basar. Then maybe I pull out the spoon and that spoon becomes basar b'cholov. Says the Trumas Hadeshin, we don't assume that there's chanan b'balua shebekeli. B'balua shebekeli, there is no din of chanan. Now this itself is a debate. We saw in Simin Tzadi Ches. We saw in Simin Tzadi Ches a huge machlokes in Seif Hey. Tzadi Ches Seif Hey. A machlokes again between the Ramban and the Rashba about whether there is Chanan in the Balua Shebekeli. But the Trumas Hadeshin is assuming that there's no Chanan in the Balua Shebekeli. Now, in Timtzu Leimar, there is Chanan in the Balua Shebekeli. The Trumas Hadeshin invents a new svara, and this svara is based on the Maisa de Magensa. Right? This is apparently some famous story that happened in, how do you pronounce it in English? Magens? Magens? Mayans. 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 This is a famous story that happened in Mayans. Honestly, it seems like such a ordinary case. I don't know why it's like such a famous story. But basically, a drop of milk lands on the Fleisha Gapat. So they asked the Ravon, how can you be mevatel the milk that fell on the Fleisha Gapat? L'cha'ira, don't you have to be worried that first the milk goes straight into the basar in the pot? And maybe you also have to be worried that you have to need a second time of shishim, because maybe the milk asers the balua flesh in the daif and hakadera. So I need two times shishim, one for the be'en of milk that goes in to the pot. Again, be'en in the sense that it hits the dofen hakadera and it goes straight in. Two, for the balua in the daif and hakadera that became treif again. Right, so really, it's again, the same exact as our case, that time one, you need shishim keneged hacholav, time two, you need shishim keneged the basar b'cholav. So says the Ravon, that I'm not going to say you need two times shishim when the tipas cholav is nachlal hakadera, because there's a svara of mekushar. Mekushar means as follows. Whatever basar is in the pot is the same as the basar in the daifen hakadera. It's all the same substance, no? They're all connected. So I'm not going to count it twice. It's mekushar, meaning whatever the balua in the daifen hakadera is attached to the actual basar in the kadera. And therefore, all I need is to be mevatel, the cholav that comes in. The svara of Mekushar says that effectively, since it's all connected, you don't need a second bittul. Here also says the Trumas Hadeshin, I stick my milchik spoon into the fleishik pot. What do you want to tell me? That first you have to be mevatel the cholav that was in the spoon, and then you're going to have to be mevatel the basar b'cholav that is in the spoon, because maybe 59 out of 60 parts left the spoon. One part remains, and now what remains in the spoon became basar b'chalav. Says the Trumas Hadashin, you don't have to be mevatel the remainder in the spoon, the basar b'chalav that blived in the spoon, because it's all mekushar. Whatever the balua in that spoon is attached to the stuff in the pot. So it won't become a basar b'chalav in the spoon. Elamai, when you pull the spoon out, it should become a basar b'chalav. Says the Trumas Hadashin, at that time, it's a kli sheni. Right? Kozman, it's in the pot, it's a kli rishon. When I pull the spoon out, it's now a kli sheni. It's no longer in the kli rishon, and kli sheni doesn't become asar. That's already razzle-dazzle, no? Effectively, what we have over here is that there are two svaras why the poske Ashkenaz are making that you do not need shnei pa'amim shishim. Svara Rishona is the regular din of that we don't say chanan in the baluash of the keli, even though that's a machlokes, and in Sadi Ches we're machmir. But l'cha'ora, again, I'm learning this according to the Chabas Das and Sivkat and Vav, but l'cha'ora, combined with the second Svara, that there is no din of making the basar b'chalav asr when it's in the pot, because of mekushar, and the moment you pull it out, it becomes a kli sheni. So combined with that Svara, we'll assume that there's no chanan in the balua. Apparently the kli sheni svara alone wouldn't be great. And the balua svara alone wouldn't be great. It's only a combination effect of the two svaras. That's why Ashkenazim are mekel. Okay. Now, effectively, I think what we have over here is as follows. Mechaber says, I need two times shishim when it's lo noda. If it's noda, the mechaber is going to say, I don't need two times shishim. Because if it's noda, it's batal. I, the mechaber inside itess, again, the mechaber over there agrees with the Ramah, at least in the Beis Yosef, he agrees with the Ramah, that we say chayzer v'neir, loshna noda, loshna lo noda. So apparently, in our case, it's more megal. The reason why it's more megal is as follows. The usual din of chayzer v'neir is by a din to iraisa, I have to be worried that's going to become a problem. Right? Chayzer v'neir means I have iser that falls into heter, drop by drop by drop. So since acharei keklos hakol, I'm going to have a tam iser, so the Ramban says, oh, it's going to be aser. Over here, there's no additional tam that comes in. The basar b'chalav in the spoon has the same flavor as the basar in the pot. No? Think about what happened. I have milchiks in the spoon. The milchiks in the spoon comes out. I need shishim keneged it to be mevatel. Elamai, maybe a teeny bit of milk remained in the spoon, and milk and meat went in to fill up that area. Well, whichever meat fills up the area in that spoon has the same flavor as the meat in the pot. So it's a min b'minai, which in the worst case scenario is dirabanan. Since it's only a din dirabanan, therefore the mechaber in this case is going to say, you know what, we'll assume that when it's noda bin tayim, so then you only need pamachas shishim. By noda we'll say, the cholov was batal. And once the cholov is batal, that cholov could be mevatal, the basar b'chalav that comes in after. Okay. I don't know why, I find Sadi Dalet Sif Beis very complicated. Am I the only one here? You also? So we agree. Okay, I think there's a number of different sugyas that we've learned already that end up coalescing in Sadi Dalet Sif Beis. The sugya of Balua, whether it becomes Chanan, the sugya of a Kli Sheni, That's all in the Kshumas Hadashin. The sugya of whether we assume that Chayzer v'Neyer, or where you assume that Kama Bachel, and all of these sugyas end up coming into play. And even though on each sugya alone, there is a good reason to be machmir, we pass in lahachmir by Balua Shebekele, that we say Chanan. We pass in l'cha'ayra, like the Taz at the end of Tzadi Beis, that the Keli, when it comes out, that's the same as a ladle, where Choshish, it's a Klirishin still, no? Yet over here, we assume it's a Klisheni. We paskin that when I say Chozer V'Neyer, it's even if it is Noida, I say Chozer V'Neyer. But apparently the combination of all these factors is enough to be Megal. Each person, both the Mechaber and the Ramah, are Megal when they wouldn't ordinarily be Megal. But the Mechaber has one Chumr above the Ramah. The Mechaber requires Shnei Pa'im Shishim. That's the way I understand this. Although I really feel like I am still breaking my head. Let's do one more Nakuda here in this Se'if. And we'll see another Kula that comes up in this case. Let's say I triple dip. Now, even Seinfeld never thought of a Svar of a triple dip, no? What happens if you triple dip? How many times Shishim do you need?
Two.
So the Shach writes two. But the Shach says only two if you hold that there is no Chanan B'Sha'ar Isurim. According to the Smak, that there is Chanan B'Sha'ar Isurim, says the Shach, then you would need three times Shisha. Okay, let's go slowly. Spoon has Cholov in it. Spoon goes into Pat, that is Basar. So I need to be Mevatel B'Cholov. Spoon comes out. Mechaber says, I'm not so convinced it's a klisheni. I'm not so convinced, right? I'm not convinced of anything. Therefore, I'm going to need a second time shishim. Because the second time, it's basar b'cholov. Third time, right? Maybe 59% of the basar b'cholov, or 59 out of 60 of the basar b'cholov came out. And don't I have to be worried that it's going to go back into the spoon and make basar b'cholov again? Says the Shach, no, you don't have to worry, because we only say chanan by basar b'cholov, and basar b'cholov is only the second dip. The third dip is considered sha'ar yisurim, and we don't say chanan b'sha'ar yisurim. Everyone jumps up and down, spits wood and nickels. They say, dear Shach, what the heck are you talking about? Don't we assume that according to the Mechaber, that whatever is ba mi basar b'cholov has a din of basar b'cholov again? So l'cha'or, if that's the case, I should need, right? I should be able to say chanan, right, for dip 3 and dip 4 and dip 1,000, because I keep on saying chanan. So apparently the Mechaber is going to be mekel on this as well. Since over here the whole issue is an issue midrabanan, so therefore I'm mekel entirely. That, I think, is the pshat in the Shach as understood by the Prima Gadam over here. But again, I have to scratch my head on this one. I don't know why. I've had like a mental block on this if, like, each time I teach basar b'cholov. I feel like I don't have this well, but we're doing the best we can. Okay, gentlemen? Would you mind if we break over here? I think there is also a Chamudei Daniel that the Piskei Tshuva quotes. Look in the Aruch HaShulchan Sivkot Yud Aleph, who argues on that. The Aruch HaShulchan Sivkot Yud Aleph argues on the Piskei Tshuva Sivkot in Dalet B'Shem Chamudei Daniel. I don't understand that either. Okay. Yashar Koach, Chevra. Amen Yirtzeh Hashem, we're going to keep on going weiter this week.